great to be learning together. Shari Oraz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. And this week we're going to survey the issue of how to make coffee on Shabbat. And we'll go a little bit on the surface, and we'll present both Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, what to do about this issue. There's more room to be lenient for Sfaradim because Rav Avadja insists, even though Rav Masas disagrees, but Rav Avadja insists in a Tshuvan Yabia Omer Chelek Chet that Sfaradim should follow Maran. Who rules that there's no bishul after tzliyah, that there is no cooking after something has been roasted. We have a rule of ein bishul achar bishul. Once cooked, can't be cooked again. Well, the same thing should apply if there's no cooking after baking, no cooking after roasting. And that would be according to Maran Shulchan Aruch. It's a big machloket, but that's what Sfaradim would follow. Ashkenazim or machmir on this issue. Sfaradim are can be mekel, and since coffee is roasted, once it's roasted, that's it. You can't cook it any further. So Ashkenazim or machmir on that issue. So this issue, Sfaradim could be more lenient. But let's just talk halacha l'maaseh about what to do. All right, so the easiest one is instant coffee on Shabbat. That's a no-brainer. And really, it could even be from a Kli Rishon. You can even pour hot water from a Kli Rishon into a Kli Rishon, the instant coffee, since it's cooked already. So that's a no-brainer. That's Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. That's the traditional instant coffee. Very basic instant coffee. But if you have the more 21st century instant coffee, like especially if it's flavored, a lot of the flavors are not cooked, especially now they call it micro-ground instant coffee, which originally from Starbucks, the other companies that produce it now. And there's a good part of that product is not cooked. So it's roasted, but it's not cooked. So the best thing is, even though Sfaradim could be lenient about this, the best thing is in this situation is make sure it should just put in a Kli Shlishi, just have or a Iruri Kli Sheni at the least. Pour on from a Kli Sheni into put the coffee into a Kli Shlishi, pour it from hot water from a Kli Sheni. And you're good. So just take the urn, put the water into the urn. Take the water out of the urn and put it into the cup. That cup is a Kli Sheni. Pour it out from there into the plain instant coffee or to the microgram instant coffee. Easiest thing, Iruri Kli Sheni, is very easy to do. And it's an easy chumrah. Rav Avadja encourages it. It's not required, essentially, but it's a good chumrah. No downside. Okay, I was asked this week about by Joe Nagari, what about using a timer that should set the timer that should give you a nice fresh brew. You have a timer that will, and it will ground the coffee fresh brewed, and you set it up all before Shabbat. Is that okay? Well, I said to Joe that some of the Rabbanim allow it, and the Rav Avadja is pretty lenient about some of the timers to set a timer to heat up soup he allows. So what would he say about this? So he felt and Rav Karshkaman felt it would be a Zulzul Shabbat. So therefore, we're going to say even for Sfaradim, they should not use a timer for Ashkenazim. It's also, don't set to make coffee by a timer. There are those who permitted. There's a Chatam Sofer, who is a story about him and Minhag in the community in Frankfurt. They had this means of a sort of a timer in the 19th century sort of version of a timer where they could have coffee fresh in the middle of the night when they were sitting and learning. But this is most of the poskim don't think it really fits in with the spirit of Shabbat. It would be a zulzul, it would be a degrading of a Shabbat. Okay, what are the other ways to make some if you want to get the coffee fresh? So for fresh brew, not using instant coffee. So they pour over. Is another way that would be to get your nice coffee. That would be okay. It's not again from a Iruri Kli Sheni lechatchila. For Sfaradim, certainly Ashkenazim, you definitely want to have be from Iruri Kli Sheni. that would not be a problem of borer, because all you're doing is you're putting the hot water over the coffee, so giving the coffee taste to the water, and that's not borer. You're not separating anything. So that should be okay, totally mutar on Shabbat. Even Yom Tov, certainly okay. I think the timer, by the way, I think the timer to set that up, I think that should be okay for Yom Tov. I don't think that should be a problem with Zilzul Yom Tov. I didn't ask Rabbi Karshkelman. I think there's a reason to be lenient for that, but I have to see what he has to say about that. We can follow up in a follow-up shiur about that. One last thing about the French press. Can you use that? So that's already a press. That's already an issue of borer, because when you press it down, the plunger, what you're doing is you're separating the coffee from the grounds, and the coffee, and separating the part that you want, the part from the part that you don't want, the ochel from the psola, using a kli, using a utensil that is specially for this purpose. Now it's not permitted. Borer is only permitted in miyad, and ochel from psola. You have to take the good from the bad. It has to be done by hand, and it has to be done for immediate use. So this is not done by hands. Used with a kli, a special kli for this, and therefore I think that should be clearly asur. So there we have it. So instant coffee okay. Even this, the more advanced instant coffee, do it a cliche. Cliche for instant and then more advanced instant coffee. Good policy. Or cliche fresh from the pour over is good. French press, no. Setting on a timer, Shabbat, no. Yom Tov, maybe. Wishing everybody a great week full of bracha and briyut.